Good morning. 10:35 a.m. on June the 14th, a Saturday morning. I had the metronome running. I had my brain actually not doing all that much. I'm trying to think about focus. I'm trying to think about maintaining focus. One of my problems is that my head just is not in the game. I don't know where my head is. Sixteen-two, which is under 16 because I was stopped to take a picture. 16-2 on the first mile, so this 125 beats is looks like a 16-minute mile. That she explains why I'm somewhat winded. The second mile will be the challenge. It always is. So, yeah, my head is not in this game. I got stuff I need to do. I have stuff I can do. I got stuff I want to do. And yet, veg time. Part of it is trying to deal with the ongoing ravages of depression and the upheaval that's underway in my household. Kids at school, wife has applied for long-term disability. We're waiting to hear from that. Don't know how soon that'll be. Good morning. So it could be Monday, it could be September. We don't know. Trying to find my schedule. I was doing good. I was feeling better when I was on my schedule. But when the daughter went in for the hospitalization a second time, I turned off all the alarms. Basically turned off all the schedule. And I have yet to turn it back on. I need to do that. But mostly I'm trying to get caught up on sleep, apparently. I went to sleep at a ridiculously early hour last night and would have slept through except my wife woke me up around 6 o'clock. It was awfully quiet on my side of the bed, so she wondered if I had died in my sleep. Not last night. So, I'm trying to think about the Lester Dent story, the further adventures of Machiavelli Jones. Which is likely to morph into Zachary Vagrant. As much like as I like Machiavelli Jones, it's not really the character. It's not the name I want with that character. And Zachary Vagrant is much more. I need to add stuff. So I've got basically an 8,000 word story treatment, but not enough in it to actually make the kind of story that would work for me. So I have to figure out what to do about that. Then there are the purely mechanical tasks, like reviewing the edits for South Coast, and just taking the time to get Double Share put into paperback form so that it can be on its way while I work on edits. It seems like it ought to be the priority. Yes, it does. It's the weekend, so I'm not going to be doing any recording this weekend. I discovered that I went to put in a load of laundry, and there was a wet load in the washer. So I opened the dryer and found a dry load in the dryer, and four loads on the floor. Now, I know there were people who were doing laundry yesterday, Thursday. Apparently, the system broke down. So, I'm going to have to pick that up, because I need clean underwear. So, I timed it, so I should be just about ready to swap over laundry by the time I get back. And that means I'll spend the rest of the day laundering, which is okay. I wish I'd gone at 6 o'clock when she woke me up for the walk. It was lovely. It's actually quite delightful out. It's 70s, mid-70s, low to mid-70s. It's a beautiful breeze. That makes it feel about 68. But the sun is really quite hot. Good morning. So, down in the neighborhood where I am at the moment, I'm down between tall walls of trees, so they're not getting much breeze. The other side of it is that there's a lot of shade, so. Works out. I'm trying to get my head in the game. It's sort of like, okay, let's start with the walk. We get the walk down. We get the walk back on pattern. We get the walk back on schedule. We get the walk back on track. And then that's a foundation for me to put the rest of my day on track. Definitely a pace. I also, the microphone has come free of the wind break, so I'm not sure how much wind noise is going to be, but I'm sure that's not too bad. I'm also pretty sure that one of the reasons that I was having trouble with recordings was that the wind break was pinching the microphone and either turning it off or interrupting recording or whatever. Actually, I got off before I turned the corner, which was odd. Oh, that looks prickly. There's a whole drift of thistle. It'll be beautiful when they all flower. Monk Post. So yeah, basically building the day from the base up. So getting back on track with that early morning walk, particularly as the summer wears on, is going to be more and more important from a summer standpoint, from a temperature standpoint. Getting it back on track as soon as possible from a foundational standpoint, from a this is what I have to do standpoint. Should reset the watch, the clock, the phone, whatever it is, for 7 o'clock walk, 9 o'clock work, 1 o'clock work. Because when the phone was going off and telling me and reminding me, it was helpful. It was, I had to take an action to shut the alarm off. And so it also reminded me that whatever you're doing is probably not as important as working. Likewise with the phone. That's 125 beats. I wonder what that's going to work out to be. I was really surprised at how short yesterday's talk was because of it. 16 minute and a quarter on the back half yesterday. I meant the walk was relatively short, just over 16 minutes. So yeah, the metronome, tick-tock. I actually did like walking and not talking, admiring the day, not having it drowned out by music. It helped, I think, this morning. I'll know better at the end of a week or so whether or not this is better, worse, simply different. Give it 21 days with the metronome. See how things are after that. Skin discoloration from the harmful solar radiation, but make my already blotchy face even blotchier as the tan doesn't cover acne scars. Get out early in the day. Ah, oh, feel that breeze. That's glorious. There's a lot of cottonwood in the air. My garage is filled with it. There's also enough small flying insects to keep some swallows pretty actively hunting. Mostly they're hunting in the trees. good. Going back to the mosquito issue from yesterday, the day before, whatever it was. Pond has fish in it that eat mosquito larvae. So that helps. And it's also not a still pond. There are pockets of it, I'm sure, that are fairly quiet. But because there's a drainage into it and out of it, it's only late in the season when the level of the water falls below the outlet that it becomes particularly quiet and prone to mosquito life. Cottonwoods are banned in the city limits. But that doesn't help when there are some woods on public land, which makes a problem. $15.48 on the back half, yeah, definitely moving along. 31 minute total, almost 32. But metronome, it's doing the job. It's keeping me moving much more reliably than Pandora did. So I like it. I like it. But 2 miles means I'm at the back gate. Also means tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.